If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
It's the week of showcases. It was Nintendo and Xbox's turn with their own platform showcase, and Frosty Games Fest presented some upcoming Aussie and Kiwi-made games that we're all super excited for. Also, Nintendo finally got asked to face the music regarding their drifting Joy-Cons. Here's the news for Sunday, 14th of June, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Xbox just showed us their up-and-coming highlights in the 2026 Game Showcase this week, and there were some pretty solid standouts. We got a look at Gears of War E-Day, the prequel which shows Marcus and Dom's origin story and the very beginning of the war with the Locusts. Those beefy boys run around in civvies on Sarah before the cities get completely wrecked. That is out on the 6th of October. The little purple dragon is back in a new game called Spyro A Realm Beyond. Spyro faces a new unrevealed evil as he takes to the sky. It's from Toys for Bob, the studio that made the recent Crash Bandicoot games, and this one will be coming to all platforms next year. And Halo is back. Again. Campaign Evolved will feature three new prequel missions created for this game with Soldier Bros, Sergeant Johnson, and The Chief. The game will also be playable cross-platform in four-player co-op, which is pretty new. You won't have to wait long for that one. It launches on the 28th of July.
Bad Magpie is a puzzle game featuring a very mischievous trinket-collecting magpie that also commits a medium to large amount of arson. Don't let this little dude and that goose in the same room. Or in the same room as me. And finally, the part dead-end job, part acid trip that is Crazy Taxi is returning. Sega's classic arcade game will be crashing onto your screens next year. It's given a few people the ick, though, as the Steam page for the game says it uses generative AI. But will the offspring in the soundtrack be enough to offset that? There was way more announced during this event. Check out the show notes for the full list. So, Nintendo held a Direct this week, and at the top of the list for me was my favourite Pokemon. My wet son, my Mudkip, is joining Procopia as a DLC. Finally. A free update dropped this week, which allows you to swim and explore the depths, and I'm finally able to reach some of those treasures I repeatedly drowned for. Three more paid expansions were announced, with the first being a new water town, called Bubbly Basin, featuring some new Pokemon, though, again, none more important to me than Mudkip. That will be dropping in August, with the rest at a later date. I really hope I held them high enough that Mitch doesn't have to zoom me in and cut them.
Right, that's true. At the top of my list was The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Remake. It's finally here. The rumors were right, and it's dropping this year, so it looks like I might finally have to bite the bullet and get a Switch too. We didn't really see much besides Link, but we did get to hear that beautiful ocarina again. I've been absolutely loving watching all of the reactions of people watching the Direct and hearing those three notes at the beginning. I can't wait to see what the gameplay graphics will look like. I'm really excited to walk out on Hyrule Field for the first time again, right around on Epona. However, I'm not ready for the more realistic-looking Redead and other monsters. No thanks.
Xenoblade is getting a new game in the series with Xenoblade Genesis. Set to release next year, the trailer shows off some of the new landscapes, animals, and towns. We also got to see some of the new characters, and it looks pretty good so far.
there were a few new entries in some long-running series announced, but first up, it's sporting time with Switch Sports Resort. The game includes boxing, jet skiing, skateboarding, and thumb wrestling, a sport I never thought I would see pop up in a game like this. That's out on the 22nd of October. There is also a new Fire Emblem game called Fortune's Weave, featuring a massive tournament and four playable characters, out on the 17th of September. Heaps of other announcements were made, and a lot of other console games are coming to the Switch, so we'll drop a link in the show notes for you to check them all out. Speaking of Nintendo, they're finally being fined for the drifting issues on their controllers. That's right, a whole 9 years later, after the original Switch came out. They've been fined 35 million euros, or about 59 million Australian dollars, thanks to an investigation by France's General Directorate for Competition, Consumer Affairs and Fraud Control. They found that Nintendo had been aware of the Joy-Con issue since early 2018, but didn't properly notify users until 2020.
They also said Nintendo misled its customers, forcing many to purchase replacement Joy-Cons. Nintendo says they didn't mislead customers, and paying the fine is not an admission of guilt. But come on, they've known about this problem for years and have done nothing about it. It's good that Nintendo has finally copped something, but it's a shame us users are still the ones forking out almost $100 for a new set of controllers. PC also had a turn this week, announcing upcoming and new games at the PC Gaming Show. Spellsided is a new game where you play as a magical dice. It's a dice builder instead of a deck builder. And in this game, you can customize each one of your six faces so that they each cast a different spell. Roll through this RPG and solve all the puzzles as you combine and sequence your spells. That has a demo out right now.
Star Trek is getting a new resource management sim with Star Trek Outpost Unknown. In this narrative-driven outpost builder, you'll be leading your crew across strange new worlds while you research and explore what's out there. There is also a demo out for this game, and I do hope we see the Enterprise at some point.
Hack 95 brings back all the nostalgia in the card-based computer hacking game. Help out a virtual pug, all while taking down an evil tech startup and shadowy government agency. This gives Clippy vibes, but we probably won't see him. Check out the demo for this one now.
Rivage is a new sci-fi puzzle game set aboard the Ares space station. It's an exploration puzzle game where you play as Miranda, who's trapped in a space phenomenon. You solve puzzles, explore, and unravel the fate of your missing crew. You can also grab the demo for this one right now. There were dozens of other announcements, so we will leave a link in the show notes for you to check them all out.
The Frosty Games Fest 2026 was held recently, showing off some of the exciting new Australian and New Zealand-made games. Wild and Chill is the new sequel to the relaxing fishing game Cast and Chill. This one is a bit of a wilderness survival sandbox with really cool pixel art. You'll hunt and forage while also working on your ideal off-grid cabin. It doesn't have a release date yet, but certainly one to keep your eye on.
One game I'm looking forward to is Cozy Game Restoration. It's a simulator game where you bring forgotten video game cartridges back to life, peeling off old stickers and cleaning the dirt to make them shine. The new trailer also revealed the release date of 24th of September.
Here's one that's right up our alley. Fee, acting out is all about nailing those scenes, whether that means legitimately acting your Oscar-worthy performance or just being silly, that's up to you. You can choose the genre of movie and the script, block out where you'll stand, and hit record. That one's got an early access window of July this year, and most likely a Sifter stream window of not that long after.
Explore King's Cross in Sydney in Night Shift 1999. It's a super cool black and white pixel-styled game. It's a visual novel where you will balance work, vampirism, and socializing. It's slated to release later this year, so keep an eye out. Have a look at our show notes for the link to the full list of announcements and trailer reveals.
That's it for the headlines. If you haven't had enough of upcoming games, here are the ones coming out this week.
Flip, Trick, and Grind Your Train in Den Shatak, a colourful Japanese dystopian full off-the-rails riding and hopefully a public transport experience like you've never experienced. Or maybe you wreck shady megacorps on a train every day. Look, we don't know your story. Den Shatak is coming to PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch 2 On the 17th of June, Nom had a chat with the game director and studio co-founder a few months back, so we'll leave a link to her interview in the show notes.
Turn tactical, turn-based strategy on its side in R-Type Tactics 1 and 2 Cosmos, a spaceship-flying tactical simulation game which originally launched on the PlayStation Portable. Making its debut on modern consoles, this collection of two games comes with revamped visuals, multiple campaigns, and branching missions. That one comes to PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, Xbox, and PC on the 19th of June.
Also out on the 19th, join Elliot and his fairy sidekick, Faye, as they set off on a journey across four ages to fulfill a thousand-year mission in the adventures of Elliot, the Millennium Tales. Arm yourself with weapons and magic as you cross the doorway of time and lift the curse on Princess Huria of Hutha. That's coming to PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch too.
And finally, get ready to beat people up in EA Sports UFC 6, coming to PlayStation and Xbox on the 20th of June. With next-level fighter fidelity, real-time contact, and 30 unique flow states built around authentic strengths and tendencies, this installment to the series is sure to be a knockout. Ding, ding, ding. I hated that. I wrote that and I hated that. Why did I write that for me?
I was going to say, I can always tell when there's not a lot of games because we talk about UFC or like Cyclone or something.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Now you've reached the end of Walkthrough, why not check out our games review show Drop Rate? Hosted by Carl Pauletto, it features great games journalists sharing their thoughts on the newest games, like Tomodachi Life Living the Dream and Marathon. Search for Sifter Drop Rate in your podcast player now and look for the green icon. That's Sifter and Drop Rate.
Sifter is produced by Carl Pauletto, myself, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and editor of this episode, and Kat Gian is our senior and social producer who joined me on this episode. Gianni Di Giovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Naomi Jackson, and on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast, I spoke to Edmund McMillan, creator of Binding of Isaac, about Mugenix, his cat breeding game.
It's like, yeah, that's the f***ing point of the goddamn game. Like, it's whatever you assume, whatever you're thinking, the worst things that you're thinking, that's the point. My go-to still is like, it's like D&D with cats, and I think that that's the best way to kind of sell it without wrapping it up too, framing it too harshly into this little box. I mean, I think it's the best way to sell it. Like, if I try to say it's like something, it's really not. Like, I could say it's like XCOM, but I don't think that people who would gravitate towards a game like that would necessarily like this and vice versa. So it's hard to say. You can expect a unique experience that's not any really like anything else.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.